And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We are going to get going for you right now. State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across Michigan's 98th House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker says the informal sessions will give constituents an opportunity to ask questions, discuss state issues, and hear an update on the recently finalized state budget, along with other legislative priorities. Alexander will be at the Marlette Township Hall on Monday, July 27th from 9 until 10 a.m. Additional office hours are scheduled for Friday, July 31st from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by an 11 a.m. to noon session at the Sandusky Airport. No appointments are required. Residents who cannot attend but would still like to speak with Representative Alexander may contact his office in Lansing by phone or email. And Jermaine Jeremy Londarius Evans appeared in court today for his arraignment on felony charges of organized retail crime and third-degree retail fraud. Defense attorney Martin Perzondek requested a cash bond, noting Evans' willingness to wear a GPS tether. Prosecutors argued for a high bond, citing outstanding detainers in Wayne and Grand Traverse counties, along with ongoing investigations in at least 8 other states. Judge Ferris set bond at $20,000 cash or surety, with a requirement for a GPS tether if posted. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. And a Huron County man is facing multiple felony charges following a high-speed police pursuit. Peter James McMullen III was arraigned in district court on counts of third-degree fleeing and eluding, operating while intoxicated, his fifth such offense, and a misdemeanor. Prosecutors allege McMullen led officers on 90-mile-per-hour chase on July 23rd, which ended as residents in Ubley. He was represented by defense attorney Martin Przondek. McMullen also appeared before the court to face these charges, alongside that misdemeanor count, which was driving with a suspended license. The judge set bond at $10,000, 10%, with strict conditions including a ban on alcohol and mandatory monitoring. McMullen is also barred from 3 local businesses, the BP store in Bad Axe, Fast Freddy's in Ubley, and the Shell Corner truck stop at Ubley Road and Sand Beach Roads. A probable cause conference is scheduled for August 6th with a preliminary exam set for August 14th. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.